Families with children grades 9 through 12 are applying to Monroe City School's Carroll High Medical Magnet Program. 13-year-old Boris Allen has submitted an application. He hopes to become a pharmacist one day. Allen says he loves what the medical profession can do for people.
I like to see people well, and I like people to have smiles on their face.
If he's admitted, the 9th grader will receive a wide variety of instruction. Catherine Johnson is a registered nurse who teaches at Carroll. She says students will be exposed to a comprehensive entry-level slate of medical topics.
In the classroom, they will learn different things like anatomy and physiology. They will learn abbreviations. I even had a student this last semester who told me she learned how to read a prescription that a doctor wrote because of the different things we learned in class.
Chandra Smith is a program coordinator for Carroll High's Medical Magnet Program. She says the recruitment process is designed in part to attract students from across the city.
It's also to bring in more diversity in the program. We want to open it to all of the students citywide in the city of Monroe, give them an opportunity to earn industry-based certifications as well, not just for Carroll students, but students from the north side, the south side, the east side, and the west side of Monroe City.
Carroll High's student body is overwhelmingly African-American, and Chandra Smith says that there are currently no non-African-American students in the medical magnet program. Smith hopes that the recruitment process will change that.
We are under DSEG order, and under the DSEG order, it is to increase the diversity in the medical and the magnet program. So it is a part of the consent decree in which the school board is under.
The efforts of the magnet program represent a trend in the district. Monroe City Schools attorney Doug Lawrence says the district is moving toward ending its desegregation order.
We are on track, I emphasize on track, for consideration for full unitary status at the summer of 2014.
Meantime, Chandra Smith remains hopeful that the medical magnet program will benefit all of the city students.
It'll bring students from all over. Students who may not have heard of the program, who attend Neville High School, who attend Wasserman High School, it'll draw more students in from all cultures and backgrounds.
Still, Smith says that as of July 26th, no non-African American families had applied for the program. She hopes that the recruitment drive will help double last year's 40 student slots to 80. Smith says acceptance letters will be mailed in early August. For KEDM, I'm John Hughes.